Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court declines to review the Kim Davis case that was challenging the Obergefell 2015 opinion. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think this case was so important. Obviously, Kim and her strong faith, and I commend her for standing for that, no matter the cost. She didn't want to sign a same-sex marriage license. She didn't want to violate Kentucky law in doing so. But also, I think we need to remember, this is not just Kim Davis. Just like the baker, the florist, the web designer, this all has to do with us and protecting our religious freedom to stand up for what God shows us is right.
Absolutely. I mean, this case, when it came down that they decided not to take the matter of Kim Davis on November the 10th, after they had their conference on the previous Friday, was heartbreaking, not only for Kim Davis, but also for religious freedom in general. Mm. Kim received the religious accommodation that she desired, that is to have her name removed from the licenses. She received that in three separate forms on three separate occasions, just months after the 2015 Obergefell opinion was handed down. The accommodation first came from the Democrat governor, Stephen Beshear, in September 2015, when he said that the clerk who struck through her name, that nevertheless meant that the license was still valid. So her name was struck through, and that was the first accommodation. The second came with the new governor, Matt Bevin. When he was sworn into office in December of 2015, he issued a very strong executive order protecting Kim and allowing all the clerks throughout Kentucky to remove their names from the license. And then finally, there was a bill unanimously passed by the state legislature in April 2016. So she got it from a Democrat governor in September 2015, a Republican governor in December 2015, and a legislature unanimously passing a law in April 2016. So she got the accommodation she requested to remove her name from the licenses.
But of course, she had to spend 6 days in prison throughout this time period.
Yes.
As a result,
she had to spend 6 days in prison. And when she was in prison, that's when the first accommodation occurred, because a deputy clerk, while she was in prison, issued the same-sex license, or the marriage licenses to same-sex couples, I should say, to three different couples, manually striking through her name, because her name was on every certificate. Mm-hmm. She didn't want her name associated with a marriage that God does not design between a man and a woman. In this case, it would be between two people of the same sex. She could not have her name associated in a way that was contrary to God's design.
Right.
So while she was in prison, deputy clerk struck through her name, issued licenses to three of the couples that sued. One of the couples went away. That's all they wanted. Two of the couples, however, were not satisfied because they wanted her name on their license. So the Republican governor, when he was elected, Matt Bevin, he issued an executive order that protected all the clerks to remove their names off all the licenses in December of 2015. Then Republicans and Democrats unanimously came together, passed a law in April of 2016, granting the accommodation. So she got the accommodation in three ways, three forms, from a Democrat, from a Republican, and from a unanimous legislature. They got their license. One of the three sets of couples, that's all they wanted, they went away. Two of them were upset because they wanted Kim's name on their license, and that's why this litigation continued to come against Kim in her personal capacity to punish her because of her Christian faith that marriage is between one man and one woman.
But, you know, we hear opposing views that say, well, she was elected this position. She should be serving all people. She should do her job. Now, does that mean she should be forced to violate her religious beliefs in order to do her job?
Well, government officials do not shed their constitutional rights when they take the oath of office. The majority of the Supreme Court justices, you know, knew in this case up till this time that Obergefell is wrong. They also predicted that Obergefell was going to collide with religious beliefs, which it did.
And don't forget, Kentucky law was very clear. Marriage is between one man and one woman.
And while the Supreme Court can issue an opinion striking down that law, it can't issue an opinion creating new law. And so there was no way for her to act. So she's stuck. Not only was she not allowed to act because it would be contrary to state law and for which she could be criminally prosecuted, but she also asked for a religious accommodation, a very simple one. And she got it, by the way, about 6 weeks after she was sued. So she sued in mid-July. The first accommodation from the Democrat governor, who refused to give it to her originally, which if he had, this case would never exist.
She wouldn't have been in jail.
He then said that having her name off the license was okay. It was still valid. So she got what she asked for. It was a very quick turnaround. But the tragedy is this case continued, and then they got damages awarded against Kim in her personal capacity for emotional distress, saying that they had hurt feelings, even though they had no quantifiable damages or lost wages or counseling or any kind of treatment, nothing at all, just because they said their feelings were hurt.
You know, and that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, people hurt your feelings. That happens. But does that mean you turn around and sue them every time that happens?
Well, and this is why I thought at least we had three questions that we presented to the Supreme Court. You have to do that when you ask the court to review the case. The two questions were about the free exercise of religion, that Kim Davis, in a case like this, where she's stripped of her governmental protection, and now she sued in an individual capacity for emotional distress damages, where there's no quantifiable damages other than hurt feelings, she should be protected by the First Amendment, free exercise of religion, as an affirmative defense. You would have thought this case had compelling reasons for the court to accept those two questions on the free exercise of religion. The third question was that the court ought to reexamine and overturn Obergefell. So even if they didn't want to overturn Obergefell, this case cries out for the fact that the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause should protect her from this personal damage suit. So it is very heartbreaking that the justices did not take up this case.
So where do we go from here, Matt? I mean, this case obviously has hit the end of the road. Where do we go from here?
Well, where we go from here is in terms of Kim Davis's situation. The other side is going to try to come after Kim Davis for damages that they were awarded. Kim Davis doesn't really own anything.
It was $360,000, right?
$360,000, which is $100,000 plus $260,000 for attorney's fees and costs, but those attorney's fees and costs were prior to the appeal, prior to the Supreme Court litigation. So that would be higher than what it was then at that time. But it's against Kim personally.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned to Kim, you know, Kim is an amazing woman of faith, and she was resolved at the very beginning to not dishonor her Lord, and she took a stand that reverberated around the world, frankly, and still does reverberate around the world. I believe her stand will raise up many others like her to challenge Obergefell, states also, or other government municipalities to challenge Obergefell. We are committed to overturning Obergefell, and I believe, like the abortion issue in Roe v. Wade, the Obergefell opinion has no basis in the U.S. Constitution. Marriage should never have been federalized by the High Court. We have been and will continue to work with state legislators and individuals to overturn Obergefell and to return the matter of marriage back to the state. So I think it's a matter not of if, but rather when Obergefell will be overturned. I think Kim Davis's resolve will raise up many more challenges to Obergefell, to this wrongly decided opinion. The day will come, and Obergefell will be overruled. Obergefell's days, I believe, are clearly numbered.
And you know what? I've talked to her before. I went up and did an interview with her previously, and she said the same thing. It's not going to be a matter of if someone comes after you for your religious faith. It's going to be when. And so she is a wonderful, courageous example of, it may not look pretty in the beginning, but God is in control. Yep. And if you stand up for him and for truth and for righteousness, he is not going to disappoint.
He's not going to disappoint. He's not going to disappoint Kim. Her stand will be honored, and another generation, another person, another state, another situation will carry the torch that she began carrying for freedom, religious freedom, and for God's design for marriage. It's crazy that five people can redefine God's design for marriage that has been from the very beginning of creation until now. So that opinion, frankly, is an abomination. It needs to be overturned. It's wrong. It had no basis ever in the Constitution. It was wrongly decided from the beginning, and it will be overturned. So I am optimistic going forward. Certainly, I wish we would have had a different result here for Kim Davis, particularly for her. But this particular case that she began will ultimately result, I believe, in the downfall of Obergefell. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.